This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
The Ohio State Supreme Court rules that boneless wings can have bones in them.
I saw this morning. I did not know what to think.
What?
It's just the style of cooking it?
Sports Talk Saturday.
Ohio Supreme Court ruled that foodies can't expect boneless wings to be completely bone-free.
They're boneless!
Stop it. Get some help.
Eat a bone with a bone in it, Deshaun.
But eat a bone with a bone in it.
On WGR.
This is open material. That's all I can say.
Sports Radio 550.
I'm boycotting Ohio.
Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley, always boycotting Ohio.
Still boycotting Ohio.
We are also live on location here today. Mm-hmm. We're down at Batavia Downs for the Legends and Expos 2025. Sports Collectors Expo show here at Batavia Downs Gaming. And anytime that we're at Batavia Downs, you do know that there's going to be a somewhat familiar voice when it comes to a Saturdays at Batavia Downs. And that is Ryan Hasenauer,
who yes.
I have talked with plenty of times over the years as a producer or even just like co-hosting or something like that, but it was always from afar. I never had the opportunity to finally sit with Ryan, and now, finally, years in the making,
yes.
having a chance to sit down and talk with you today, Ryan. So it's a pleasure to finally have you right here at the same table as me.
So excited to have you guys here. And, of course, in all of our banter before we went live on air, we were talking, of course, about some of the things that you guys were going to experience for the first time here, including the Legend of the Stars Expo, but also the incredible chicken fingers that Brian and Nate talk up all the time. So we'll
have them and Caver, Dan
yes.
Cave.
Yeah, Dan Cave as well. Yeah, shout out Dan. It's a great day, guys. How about the drive in here? It's beautiful. The sun is shining. I'm watching the horses run around practicing on the track behind us while we're here with Brian Trottier on the he's already started at 11 o'clock. He started his autograph stuff. So we were talking about this before, too. Six-time Stanley Cup champion. Six times he won the
six
Cup.
Times.
Yeah.
Six times.
Yeah,
pretty unbelievable.
So anyway, but it's going to be a great day today, but we're really looking forward to seeing everybody coming out. The weather is beautiful. The ground is thawing a little bit. So take the drive down the thruway if you're listening to us. You got plenty of time. This show is going to be open until 4 o'clock today. You can drive on out to Batavia Downs and be a part of this wonderful memorabilia show. 70 tables inside the room in front of us here. All kinds of stars and athletes coming to the Legend of Stars Expo. LegendofStars.net to get the information. And we're back here again tomorrow. You guys won't be. I'll be here, though. And you can visit all those memorabilia tables as well tomorrow, as well as be sure to check out some autographs from our ambassador, Thurman Thomas, is going to be here today. But today's going to be awesome, guys. Really looking forward to having you guys along for the ride.
Absolutely. And if I got to do the Wine Line voice thing here for this.
No.
This bit.
Yes.
It's always better when Derek's not there. There we go. So there's your credit for going on Sunday. That's your motivation.
Right.
Or if for some reason you're a sicko and you actually do like us, you can come stop by and see us while you're waiting in the autograph line.
Come say hello.
As Ryan mentioned, Brian Trottier already getting things started for the table over there. Other athletes showing up here today: Chris Chelios, Doug Gilmore, Frank Reich, Kyle Williams, London Fletcher, Steve Christie, Drew Pearson, and Billy Smith.
Quite a lineup.
Yes, if you're into all the autographs for the Hall of Famers. I mean, you've got, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 guys are coming today. In fact, everybody who's coming from the hockey side of things is in the Hall of Fame.
Hall of Famer, that's
sick. Yeah, so pretty awesome. And then four Hall of Famers today, 4 Hall of Famers tomorrow for the hockey. So it's going to be a great time visiting and seeing everybody.
By the way, with all the players that I mentioned, it's all like 30 minute start times between all of them there.
Yes, yeah, and then they sign for about an hour. So, yeah, so Brian Trottier is on from 11 to 12. Chris Chelios will be here in about, 25 minutes, and then so on and so forth throughout the afternoon. And then also today, Chad Michael Murray is going to be here for those
One Tree Hill.
Yeah, One Tree Hill, Gilmore Girls. He's also filming that wonderful doc with, I think, Andre Reed about the Bills.
Yep.
And so that's going to be taking place. They've already started filming it. I know they have. But he's going to be here 12 to 3. So if you're looking to get his autograph on all kinds of memorabilia, you know, over the years, guys, it's been an incredible thing here. They've had the Sandlot kids here. They had a couple of the Mighty Ducks here, Squints and what's the other, the main character. I can't
Smalls.
Smalls. Smalls, yeah, Smalls and Squints were here. We had Goldberg was here.
Goldberg. You know,
so he was here for that game or for that particular week.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's really fun time, you know. It's all about creating memories, right? And so, you know, kids 12 and under are free, and a lot of kids, like my son included, who's 10, loves opening packs and looking at cards. And, you know, he's more into the Pokemon stuff right now than he is in the sports stuff.
I did see a table for that. So.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely Pokemon cards here.
The nerd eye caught it.
Let's get that out there. There's Pokemon cards at Batavia Downs today. But there's all kinds of other things. Also, today's National, like, Tops Break a Box Day, where, like, people are breaking boxes. Like, all kinds of people across the internet are doing live breaks, you know, and stuff like that. Like
was that planned?
Yeah, it's a happy accident because it's a national thing that Topps is doing, but there's all kinds of just full boxes you can break in there. I got some cards graded. They're doing on-site card grading today. They'll ship them to your house, but they're also doing on-site autograph authentication, and we were just talking about, you know, some of the grading and some things like that. I got some of my Marvel cards graded today. Those of you that are into the Marvel cards or the DC cards and stuff like that.
Yep.
Non-sports cards command a lot of money. You know, a Magic the Gathering Black Lotus, I think, was went for like $1 million. Post Malone bought it. Some crazy nonsense like that. So,
So
any kind of card you might have, there might be somebody out there that wants to see it. If it's graded, they'll give you some money for it. So it's good times.
Hey, man, nerds spend money too.
Listen,
take
absolutely,
it from me.
100%.
It's the hobby. Take it from me.
It's awesome. So, but we were talking beforehand, and you guys, you've got a couple cards coming in, possibly your friends bringing them in. You got some Jack Kemp and stuff like that?
Yeah, Jack Kemp, Daryl LaMonica. I'm going to see if I can get them graded. I'm not a aficionado in this by any means, but trying to break into it a little bit, and if they're doing the on-site grading here, why not at that point, right?
Right.
It'd be a missed opportunity for not to take advantage of that. So
in 2020, when, you know, everything was kind of crazy there, the hobby blew up again. It got very, very tight because everyone was just like, oh, we got some extra money coming in, and I can
extra money, I can't really go anywhere. Let's open up some cards.
Yeah. Let's open up some cards.
So let's order some from eBay, a box of cards, I'll open them up.
And so including yours truly, I mean, the memorabilia just exploded. So I put together a bunch of Marvel sets that I had needed to put back together again from years or whatever else. And one of the things that happened during that time is people got super into some stuff that Topps was doing called Project 2020. And so I got a bunch of cards from that, got them graded. And the thing that was very awkward for me was sending them out someplace. I had never sent out cards for grading. You have to put them in a certain type of pack. You've got to do all the paperwork so you know which cards are going. They're going somewhere. What's your estimated value? Well, I don't know. I'm looking at eBay sold. I'm not sure exactly what they're worth. How do I know this is a 10 or an 8? And there's a big difference between a 10 and an 8 when you're looking at a grading scale. So you send those off to Florida to the company that was doing it, and I got them back in about maybe 3 or 4 months. It took some time, and I was excited. I got a couple of tens, and it was an exciting thing. It was a bunch of Derek Jeter cards from a certain Project 2020 that the folks from Topps were doing at the time.
Yeah.
But it was weird because when you send them off in the mail, here you're going to hand them to somebody. Be like, you are the person that's going to take these to a warehouse where you're going to grade them, and then you're going to ship them back to me. And that's fine. I don't mind that part. But like sending my cards out in the mail, I don't know. I just kind of had some like weird anxiety about it.
At the very least, you take half of it away.
Yes.
Right, exactly. And especially for the authentication of the autographs, I've got something I'm going to get authenticated today. They're going to give it back to me later today. So they'll do that authentication of the autographs on site. The grading, they're going to mail you your cards once they're graded. But if you've got something that's autographed, they'll go ahead and they'll give you a little slip that says, yeah, this is definitely autographed. So there's different prices depending on the value of your item. But here's the thing that's amazing. If you get something autographed at this show by one of the people that's here today, $10. That's it.
$10.
$10. Now you got to pay for your autograph, of course. So like, if you go to legendstars.net, you can bring it up and see. Oh, you know, Brian Trottier's, you know, however much for a flat, so much for a helmet, so much right. for a puck, whatever it's going to be. So an extra $10 on top of it. But now you've got from JSA an authentication certificate that says, oh yeah, this definitely was autographed, and it's backed up by this company. It's a, you know, it's a certificate
can confirm he was here.
He was here, and this guy signed this. So that is cool for the resale business. So
yeah.
if you've got a collection, you don't want to miss this weekend.
Yeah, especially with the fact that, like, we were out there, and it's not just cards or your typical memorabilia. One of the coolest things that I saw out there on the floor was replica championship rings.
Yeah, yes. I saw that. Like the guy's over in the corner.
Like, the bling, immediately I turned right to it. I'm like, these are really cool. And actually, very reasonably priced for, like, a small gift for someone.
Right. And, you know, like, you would never...
It was, like, $20, $25 for the replica rings. And I'm like, that's actually really cool. It's a nice little gift idea for someone. Like, I got a couple of friends that are Michigan fans.
Yeah.
Seeing, like, the replica championship ring for that, it's like, hey, that's a nice little gift I can get for someone. And it's not going to break my wallet either.
Right.
For the type of gift that it is. And that's also really cool. You could just display it and people would be like, oh, that looks pretty nice.
Yeah, because someone wouldn't necessarily wear it, but they definitely would display it and have it look cool on their mantle or in their fan cave or whatever it might be. So, but yeah, so that's what's going on this afternoon, guys. But I got to tell you, even on top of that, which is going to be spectacular, tonight is the $1 million dice roll. Now, usually the $1 million dice roll is the day before the big game that takes place every February that we all know that we can't say the words on.
Yes.
The big game.
The Super Bowl.
Yeah. But we moved it to be this weekend instead this time around, which we're super excited about. And I'm just super thrilled because doing the dice roll the same day as the Legend of Stars event is just going to make it absolutely crazy. So tonight, inside the lobby, we are going to let 10 people roll 4 dice. And if they roll the right combination, they win $1 million.
Wow.
So 7 people have been pre-selected. They've already been selected throughout January and February. But there's a chance for you to still win tonight. 7:30, 8:30, and 9:30. Come play with your Players Club card. It's free to sign up for Players Club. Just bring your ID. And you'll go ahead and you'll play on the games, on our 938 games we have on the gaming floor. And when you, if you're lucky enough to get your name selected, first off, you're going to win $2,500. Nice. You're going to have that.
Already a winner.
And then you'll go to the lobby with me, and we will roll the dice. And what you have to do is you have to predict what you're going to roll. So you're like, okay, I'm going to roll all 4s, or I'm going to roll a 6, then a 2, then a 1, then a 5. So you're going to tell me, you're going to call your shot. What am I going to roll? And then I say, all right, you predicted you're going to roll a 6 first. Here you go. Here's the first die. Roll a 6. And so we've done this for 7 years. This is the 8th year we've done it. In those 7 years, two people rolled the first 3 dice correctly. They were rolling the last die. A 1 in 6 chance for $1 million. Now, you would have heard about it because neither of them did it. But let me tell you something. I got goosebumps just thinking about it. It was the first year, it was the last lady of the night, and then it was like the 4th or 5th year that the other guy did it.
I would have tried to take the coward's way out, be like, am I allowed to, like, is there a deal or no deal option here?
Yeah.
Can I just take a half a mil?
Do I have to roll this? I'll negotiate like a lower price.
Start bartering. Yeah.
It is
like
incredible.
I don't even need half at that point. Like, I'll just take a cool $250.
Yeah.
Thanks. I don't need the heart palpitations on that.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
So it was great because we have like a corral built out of plywood that's in the lobby. So when the person rolls the dice, it usually slams like almost like a craps table, you know, that type of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so the one guy on his third roll, the one that set him up for the possible mill.
Yep.
It rolled and rolled and rolled, smacked the back of the plywood, was on the wrong number, and then slowly tilted and fell on the correct number.
Oh,
so the third one was a winner. And everybody in the lobby, because we get a good crowd that wants to cheer people on, you want to be there when someone wins $1 million.
Yeah.
You don't want to not be there. Everyone just went, they're going crazy in the lobby. So really looking forward to that tonight because we're going to have that atmosphere. Because, I mean, every year, at least one person rolls the first die correctly. That's just the odds, right? You got 6 people, a 1 in 6 chance that someone's going to roll it correctly. So when that first person rolls it, they roll it correctly. Like, you just feel, there's a little bit of like
a little buzz
in the crowd here.
Yeah. Got to start paying attention.
And we've had people get 2 correct, and then they got the other ones wrong. But, oh, man, it's what a thrill it is. It's a great time. So a lot of excitement here at Batavia Downs. And, of course, you guys mentioned the Buffalo Sabres are back tonight. So we'll have the game on inside of 34 Rush today. You can watch them take the Rangers on at 5:30. And
to help dull your excitement. excitement from watching people rolling dice.
Yes, that's right.
Exactly, yeah.
come enjoy some chicken fingers, which are highly touted by the WGR staff, and then you can watch the Sabres and just hope and pray.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, maybe make a slight wager. You could maybe make a little wager there. Maybe Tate Thompson, a couple shots on net.
Maybe
he feels a little slighted not being in Boston.
I don't know. Yeah, a little bit. You know, see if he was a little mad.
Yeah.
So Rasmus Dahlin saying, you know, he was upset that Sweden didn't play better. You know, Ryan, actually, real quick. How'd you feel about that Four Nations tournament and everything that happened over that? The excitement that ended up coming with the exhibition tournament there between Sweden, Finland, U.S. and Canada, and how the NHL probably should take advantage of this sort of opportunity.
100%. Yeah, you know, it's interesting because as a sports fan, I have a very, and I'll show you guys pictures at some point, or you could probably look them up on my Twitter page. I have a very nice fan cave that I put together over the years. I have 8 screens that I can watch things at the same time.
Look at that.
So we have like a big screen, you know, like a projector screen, and then I have smaller TVs that are all around it. So, you know, on a day like today, if I was home, I'd be watching every single college basketball game, throw a couple of soccer games in there. I think AC Milan plays today, which we'll be watching Captain America there for a bit. So, you know, that's my thing. I am a huge sports fan, and I have a USA wall in my basement where I have a USA 1998 jersey. I've got my Jordan jersey from 92. I got my Stockton jersey from 96.
Oh,
I got all these
go.
Things. And so I didn't even know about this other than in passing. It was like, oh, yeah, they're not going to do the All-Star game. They're going to do this thing. And I was like, okay, I'm going to file that away. It's in my brain. And then we started getting closer. I was like, oh, this is going to be kind of neat. And then all of a sudden, obviously for many reasons, it took on a little bit of a heightened sense in many Americans' minds. And I was like, oh, I'm definitely going to pay attention to this. And then watching that game where the fights happened, I was like,
a week ago, yeah,
I'm all in on this. Like, I am like ride or die with Team USA. Not that I wasn't before, but I was just like, I am super thrilled about this. And I think a lot of people were like me, where they were like, okay, we kind of knew about this. It was kind of a thing. It was kind of in the background. But, you know, the NHL is their own worst enemy, where I feel like they could have even done a better job promoting this ahead of time. Because there's never been an international tournament with best on best where it's just like, oh, no one's going to watch this. No one's going to care about this. Nah, they care. They really do care.
And it's the players. They really do.
Right. They're going to try.
When the international crest is there, they're giving it their all no matter what it is. Like the last time we saw best on best action, Joe, was the World Cup of Hockey.
Yeah,
and even the teams with the combined teams, like Team Europe and Team North America, they still gave it their all because they had some degree of international pride with that.
They
the
struck
fact that
gold
it was
with
nine
this.
The nine yeah. years without best-on-best competition
crazy.
That the NHL backed out of is one of the most foolish things I've ever seen a commissioner do.
And we were talking about the death of all-star games in general, right? Like
yeah,
the Pro Bowl, flag football, like all of this stuff. Seeing it actually be best-on-best and legitimate play between these countries – was the best thing that could have happened. It really was.
And, you know, it was all right there for the NBA. You know, the same it was the same weekend, right?
Yep.
Yeah, same weekend.
Well, yeah, throughout that weekend that was going on. You've got the joke of an NBA All-Star weekend. It was just – it was not great. And meanwhile, what happened, like, literally last year? Oh, that's right, the Olympics, where we had that unbelievable comeback with Curry and coming back. And there's enough international stars from all these different countries that you could do short-sighted five-on-five games. I mean, heck, have a bunch of, you know, you could play a different format. You know, you still want it to be, I don't know, international format's, what, 20-minute halves? Or I don't even. So you instead of, you can have it where somebody buys a ticket, much like the NCAA does, where it's like, all right, session one is you get to watch these two games, and then they clear the arena, and then session two happens. It's two other games. Bring eight teams, have them play all on Friday, have a little break, do the dunk contest on Saturday night, and then Sunday afternoon, you know, have another couple of games where, yeah, maybe they have to play multiple games that day, but whatever. Like, let's have USA versus France. Let's have USA versus, you know, I'm trying to think. Doncic plays for, is it Czech? Or Slovenia, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know. I want to see that. I want to see LeBron, and I want to see you know, Team USA go up against, you know, Slovenia, go against France. Like,
and even now, if you did just – even if you just did a Team USA versus the world.
Right. You know, they did Team
Canada.
The world
team. Yeah. The world combined team probably is your favorite at that point.
Well, do you remember back – this is before your guys' time, right?
Because you're both very young. Jokic and, and an all-star cast on the other side from every country in the world taking on a Team USA team.
They did NHL, did Canada and United States versus world, right?
Yes,
North America. Yeah.
They did. North America versus the world.
For All-Star, was it late 2000s?
Yeah,
something like that? And that was exciting, man. People still went and prayed for it. So
people still do that sort of thing. Yeah, the death of the All-Star games, that was a really fascinating thing that we talked about back
Except for baseball. Baseball's the only one that seems to consistently have the All-Star game, and it works.
And even that, with baseball, suddenly, like, ESPN – there was a mutual parting of ways, so to say. That's how they all phrased it.
The old studio is literally a storage closet, as we saw today on Twitter.
To see that, or X. Yeah, it's just – it's interesting, though, to see, like, this is an opportunity for hockey to grasp on and try to gain control again. Mm-hmm. And I see something yesterday from Eric Comrie, which was a really thoughtful thing of the tournament was a really exciting thing. However, the best way to grow the game is to make it cheaper for people and families to get into the sport for children.
Yeah.
100%. That's how you grow people at the beginning.
Ooh, good thing those aren't our mics.
Yeah, this guy's got to watch what he's doing here with the microphones.
Oh, boy.
Guys, I'm going to just leave
for
1 second and take care of something. Yeah, yeah. All right.
That's Ryan Hasenauer. He'll be back on with us in a bit, checking in every hour.
This is a pretty cool event, though, all in itself. I mean, what we've been talking about and
It's nice to have Ryan on, especially because of the fact that, like, he is all around the place at this point today.
Yeah.
He is taking point left, right, center.
Yeah.
And, you know,
he's a man at work.
Having him, though, be able to sit with us, be able to enjoy himself for a couple minutes, and then get right back to it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, this is I'm still so pleased with what happened with the Four Nations Tournament, and even the fact that, like, oh, yeah, Team USA lost on Thursday. Big whoop. It was an awesome game. Mm-hmm. Like, that was one of the coolest things that you could see all the way throughout.
Yeah.
I was so happy to see that was the end result.
Right.
And Zach and I talked about it with Connor McDavid, how this could be a potential legacy moment for him and how Sidney Crosby already has the golden goal. And for the first time ever, I could say I nailed it.
Yep.
Because who scores in overtime other than Connor McDavid?
Yep. And it was, I mean, I couldn't help, as just, again, a general hockey fan, I'm, of course, rooting for the United States, don't get me wrong.
Right.
But seeing that game go to overtime.
You want that game to be good and close and tight
all
throughout.
It was phenomenal. I didn't want to see another 3-1.
No.
I did not want to see another 3-1. But also, I was talking with my family members before the game, the over-under was 6.5. I said, this game doesn't get to 6 points.
No. The defenses were too good.
They were too good, and they hit 5 points, but in overtime. And
but
it's
even
like,
then,
it was phenomenal.
Even with how all the defensive responsibility and clean play, there was one penalty in that entire game.
Yep.
And it was a weird penalty that Trocheck took, but like, it was clean hockey.
Yep.
It wasn't anything outlandish. There was, JT Miller had said before the game, yeah, the fights were a one-off. Mm-hmm. Good. And that actually brings credence to what Brandon Hagel said about, we don't need a group chat for that sort of thing.
Right, yeah.
But it actually kind of ended up buying into that. However, they knew, hey, no, we're not doing a tone setter thing because we already set the tone. Canada is going to be the one that has to match this now.
Yeah.
But then they did. It was a great game. There was still a lot of back and forth action, quality chances. Jordan Binnington was unreal for Canada in overtime.
He was.
Unreal.
You can't even get upset. Like, he was just legitimately playing. Yep.
The only thing I was upset about was that I can't smack talk him.
No. Unfortunate, but no.
Not after that.
No.
Cannot. The guy was stupendous in every shape of goaltending. Just stupendous.
Yeah. But it really did, I think, cement what that will – I think the Four Nations – I mean, if it's not here to stay, that's totally the NHL's fumbling of that situation. It's here to stay. All All-Star games should look at that and kind of learn from that. I think, you know, we talked about a country over crest in this situation. I think in any sport you'd be able to get that commitment from the players because the Olympics do it every 4 years.
Matthew Tkachuk.
Yeah.
Was battling through injury already.
Yep.
Goes in and it got to a point where he could not anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm Florida, I'm pissed.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, what are we doing?
Right.
But I will say it's just one of these things of just you need to have some sort of self-preservation there, man.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, it's too late at that point.
Yeah.
Josh Morrissey probably had to be puking.
Oh, 100%.
In order to not be able to play with the illness. Mm-hmm. Like, that man probably had something going on where it's like, I can't go.
Yep.
And in comes Thomas Harley again, who can't practice that day. That is the one thing I would say they should change, is that if a player is there, they should be able to practice. Harley did look good for all accounts.
Mm-hmm.
But you should not have them playing cold.
No.
That's the one thing I would change if they're doing this with the World Cup of Hockey when they bring that back, is they need to make sure that if the players are there, they should be able to practice. That's the rule. That's the only change that we're making.
You need to be able to let them warm up and get loose and go in.
Especially with the chaos that came in of like, oh, by the way, Brad Pesce, Tage Thompson, they're being sent over to Boston in case we need them.
Yeah, like there's a whole mental aspect of that too. And it's you got to let them be able to get loose.
I had way too much fun watching that tournament. And I cannot wait for best on best international play. Hey, good news. It's only 1 year away.
Mm-hmm.
Only 1 year away. I've got to wait 1 year, and the Olympics are here, and we get to do this all over again.
Yep.
And that is the best part to me. And then every 2 years, you're getting best on best international play because the NHL is bringing back a World Cup of Hockey. Keep doing it. Don't go away from it because the players are trying to help you grow the game, which means more bums in seats for you, more money in your pockets.
Exactly.
Bettman,
don't mess it up. Like, that's what it is.
Bettman, owners, don't mess this up. But how do you take advantage of this?
Yeah, capitalize on
it. How do you take advantage of the momentum is what we're going to talk about next. Coming up, Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly here for you on Sports Talk Saturday live from Batavia Downs for the Legends and Stars Sports Collectors Expo here at Batavia Downs Gaming. It's $10 to get in. Children 12 and under are free. So make sure you stop in.
There's plenty of good stuff out
there. There's plenty of neat stuff to look out there for if you love sports memorabilia or any sort of collectibles like that. You see something from an old seat from the Odd to replica championship rings to plenty of cards. So many cards out there. Jerseys, helmets, everything of the sort out here for you this weekend at Batavia Downs. We'll be back right here on WGR.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.